Well, once again, I am here at the 10th annual NAMA Boot Camp here in Kansas City, and we just wrapped up one of the first breakout sessions on agency and client communication. And Michael Berry is standing here in front of me, and he is currently at SFP and is the director of marketing. First of all, Michael, tell me a little bit about what you do for SFP.
Sure. Well, thanks you for the opportunity. What I do for SFP is I lead all of our brands. So we have three or four different fertilizer efficiency products, and so my role is to lead kind of the strategy behind that and work with our three different agency partners that we utilize for those different brands and the different things that we do through the business.
Well, what I think it makes you a unique speaker for this event is you've been on all sides. You farmer. You've worked in agency side and now working on the client side. How has your background helped you throughout your career?
I think the biggest thing about my background, it's kind of prepared me for the real world. So, there's a lot of fluff and stuff we can put into advertising and the messaging that we send out to our growers. But, being a grower myself and reading through the magazines, looking for products and things, you want to cut through that crap and put as much good information and usable information forward to the grower so they can make a good purchasing decision.
Well, you mentioned just a second ago that SFP is utilizing three agencies. We talked briefly today, the multiple agency use versus one, and I think you've done both in your line of work. What are the pros and cons to both ends?
Well, I think the pros of using one agency is literally it's one agency, and you've got one core team, and you've got one set of people that are concentrating on your business. And the cons of that can be you can spread people too thin, and people might not be able to have enough time to think about the core issues that are really coming that are coming up. You're more reacting versus being proactive, and so that's where having multiple agencies can come in, and you know that you've got certain sets of people focusing on certain sets of the business, and you've got people thinking about your business at all times.
Well, you talked about one of your favorite things to do is to sit back and reflect and talk with others within your same line of work about the crazy stories and the ins and outs of the phone calls at 4:55 and stuff. So how did you explain to those just entering the field how to deal with those crazy situations?
Really, when you get a crazy situation that it's either an irate phone call or it's stuff that just happens. You make a mistake or whatever. It, kind of my key or the way that I roll through things is just really to stop, drop, and roll. You stop, you drop the emotion out of the equation, you create a situation, and you roll with it. Create a solution, excuse me, and roll with it. So that's how we handle irate things or crazy happenings at SFP.
Relationships seem to be the synopsis of the entire talk, building those relationships. And you talked about partnership, communication, and lastly but not least, trust. How do all those three work together?
Partnership, communication, and trust, and really it's all about getting to know the person you're working with. So if you're on the client side and you're working with somebody, or excuse me, you're the agency side, you're working with a key client contact, you've got to build that partnership, and you've got to be able to communicate openly with them, regardless if it's an easy conversation or not. And doing so and going through the trenches of all the different projects you do, that's where you start to earn that trust and build that relationship and make it a good, strong, long-lasting client agency relationship.
Every relationship between the client and agency is different, and you have to be prepared for all things. What do you feel would be the best advice you can give to these young professionals just entering the field?
Really, the best thing you can do, especially as a young professional, is to sit back and learn as much as possible. Find somebody that can be a mentor to you and is gone through some similar situations that you're going through right now, and sit back, talk to them, pull them, go buy them a drink or do whatever and pick their brain. And then when you're in front of a client or in meetings or anything like that, sit back, ask questions, make sure you know what you're talking about before you just start opening your mouth. That's lesson learned, personal lesson learned here. Sit back, be quiet, ask questions, and it'll get you where you need to go.
You also talked about that bond outside of the workplace. How is that important?
It's really important. I mean, not all the time is somebody, the exact same person inside the office as they are outside the office. And so to really build that trust and that relationship to take it to the next level, it's nice to be able to get outside of the office and go have some fun together and, go play golf or do whatever and figure out who they really are, what makes them tick. Sometimes you'll learn something new that you can use to your advantage later on and really get some better results. And that goes both ways, client and agency side.
Well, thank you, Michael. Once again, talking with Michael Berry, Marketing Director for SFP here at NAMA's Boot Camp, about the importance of agency and client communication. Once again, here at the 10th Annual NAMA Boot Camp at Kansas City, I'm Jamie Johansson.